is melting in the name of Jesus. 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 Let the fire of God consume it. In the name of Jesus. Anything that want to take your happiness away. Anything that want to take away your happiness. Anything that want to take away your happiness. Anything that want to take away your happiness. Ah, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 God is working miracle. God is working miracle. Jesus, you are here. You are very young, but for some time now, you have been feeling this pain behind you, around your spine. Now it moves around your abdomen. Before you realize, the thing will just come like a sharp pain. It comes behind you. Sometimes when you lie down, you feel the pain at your back. And then it moves through your spine. And before you realize, you have a sharp pain under you, under your abdomen. Under your abdomen. The Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing you. This is what I have been sent to do today. Marato said, the Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing you. The Lord is healing you now. The Lord is healing you. The healing power of God is at work. 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 In the name of Jesus. The healing power of God is at work. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. I am charged within my spirit. I am charged within my spirit. I am charged within my spirit. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. My God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, God is touching lives right now. I see somebody being healed from asthma. Ah, you are here. You have been feeling a certain pain around the side of your waist, the side coming to your tummy, under your armpit, under your armpit. See, under your armpit, you are having this problem. It goes under your armpit. My God, the Lord is healing you. You have been struck with a spiritual cancer, so that place will be burning. If you are here and you are having that burning sensation around your, should I say, your waist, coming up to your tummy, to your chest, but under, you see, the bit between your waist and your between your waist and your armpit, that side, you have been having that burning sensation there. You have been having that burning thing there. The Lord said, I should pray for you. The Lord said, I should pray for you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Beloved, wherever you find yourself, I welcome everybody. Ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. Marata bagadusha da da da. Rato shabada badoshi bradia gada. Kabadoshi gedebegedebedebedebedebede. Rando baro baro rado shabrandia kabada badoshi gedebedebede. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Let the power of God. Let the power of God right now. Beloved, there are things that God has been revealing since we started these sessions of the dream. Today, tomorrow will be the last of we dealing with bad dreams, raising covenants against bad dreams. And I thank God for the grace that some of us, for some time now, we even say that we don't dream. Some of us. But to the glory of God, some of you have been seeing things recently. To the glory of God, some of you have been seeing things recently. I see Adam, I see Nana Yebo, I see Rose, I see On God, I see Brasami, I see great people in the house. I see great people. I see great people. Oh, I see Auntie Mercy, I see Rose, I see Mr. Gabriel, I see Stella Boatin, I see Brasami, I see Masia Adunuga, I see Alberta Odumani. Hey! That is why the atmosphere is different. Marabakadabada. I see Tina, I see Nana, I see Adepa Joyce, I see. We are, I see Nana Yebo, I see Apostle Jonathan, I see on God, I see more grace. More grace rules. God bless you. God bless you. Kindly hit the share button. Share to as many as you can right now. Because we are about to hit the streets. And tell the devil that we have come. We are here to occupy. We are here to occupy. Because the Bible says that I wish above all things. I wish above all things that you will prosper and you will be in good health. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. Share to as many as you can right now. Share to as many as you can. Tell somebody. If you can call the person, tell the person should come. Today I'm going to go into certain families and unlock certain things in some people's life. By the grace of God, else God, that God has given me that grace to speak upon your life. To speak victory upon your life. Share to as many. Share to 20 people right now. Just 20 people. Just 20 people. Share to 20 people. Just 20 people. Share to them. As you are sharing, you are inviting people to come and celebrate with you. You are making a prophetic declaration for people to come and see what the Lord is about to do in your life. You are making prophetic declaration in the name of Jesus. When you read Isaiah, the book of Isaiah chapter 14 verse number 28. If you have opened it, you can send it for us to read. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 28. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me remind you on this. If today is your first time, this is Faith Assembly. We do by faith, we take by faith, and we move by faith. If today is your first time, kindly follow me. And my number will be shared. If you want to be part of the group, we'll add you to the group. And in this group, I pray for people and I declare upon their lives. And when there's a prophetic word, because I have their contact and I have come, some people, I have never seen them before. But because I have their contact, I'm able to search them and pray with them. So you can do the same when the number is being shared, my personal number. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Share to as many as you can right now. And invite somebody. Tell the person, come right now. Come and see what the Lord is doing. Spirit of God is here. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 30. Share to as many as you can. There are a lot of people here which have never seen them before. And we are planning to organize one physical event that will bring all of us from every walk of life together. For us to share the blessings together, to share the testimonies. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 40. Share to somebody. I'm waiting 1 minute. Share to somebody. Tell the person, come, oh, come. Share to somebody. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 28 to 31. Let's read together. It says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. 31, verse, very powerful. It says, but those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I tell you, to be able to avert bad dreams is not just dreaming. To be able to cancel certain things out of your life is not just seeing the thing. Most of the times we go to church, or we come to a gathering like this, and I was saying it as an all night today, that most of the time we want to know that the prophet is a prophet, and the reason how we get to know is when the prophet mentions your name. And I ask the question, don't you know your name? Don't you know your name? You yourself, you don't know your name. That any somebody can just mention your name and it overwhelm you, and you think a person is a prophet of God. Somebody just mentioned your name, that you are Kweku. The person called you Kweku. You say, Uyo D. No problem. But does that solve your problem? Does that build you up in the Lord? That encourages you? That make you move on? That give you an insight of yourself? No! No! What makes a prophet is when the Lord speaks unto him to direct you. To direct you. Beloved, wherever you find yourself, may the Lord direct your dreams in the name of Jesus. May you see God in your dreams working for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, there are certain things that have been going on in our lives for so long. For so long. But God has come to deliver you. Now, the last time I was talking about three things that makes you being able to break bad dreams. And I call it covenant raising. You raise a covenant to come against a bad dream. When I mean a bad dream, not just the one you sleep and you see. Because of the dream, the songwriter says that if you dream, dream big as the ocean. When you dream, dream big as the ocean. What is he trying to say? He said, whenever you are see something, whether in your dream, in a vision, in whatever it may be, see things clearly, see far off. He said, see far off. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is telling you to see far. Right now, God has opened the eyes of your inner being. Right now, God has opened the eyes of your inner being. He's pouring something into you right now. Somebody is feeling something. You feel like urinating. The Lord is clearing out something in your tummy. You are there right now. You feel like urinating. God is telling me that somebody is here right now. You feel like urinating. God is washing something out of your blood. Is washing something out of your blood. Mercies are gone far away. Jesus has taken my blood is inside. Once I was a sinner. Saved by grace, oh. Once I was a sinner, sinner saved by grace. Ah, beloved, you are here. Today I'm going to call everybody in. Some of you are going to share your testimonies. Some of you I'm going to declare upon your life. But just listen first. Today, tomorrow is going to be something else. I am already charged within my spirit. I am already charged within my spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, I want you to write at the comment section, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Write at the comment section, thank you, Jesus. Somebody write at the comment section, thank you, Jesus. Write at the comment section, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody write at the comment section, thank you, Jesus. Now hear me. A lot of us are going through certain things, not because of anything, but if we have had a little waiting time before God, like, things should be different. A little waiting time, a little patience, like, things should not mess up. And some of us, if you have listened to the voice of the Lord, how would you even listen when all your dreams, you don't even remember? Some of us, we think when we sleep, we are dead. We don't remember anything. But today, I'm opening your inner being that you will receive good things from the Lord. I open your spirit up for greatness and victory and success. May it come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. May it come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. May it come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, some of us, wherever where we are coming from, it's not easy to break certain things. So listen to me. Some of us, you know, every family and the kind of challenge and the kind of thing they are battling. Some people have battled certain things already in their lives, and they have overcome it. Bible said Anna was battling the issue of barrenness. When Bible said the woman with the issue of blood was battling an issue called blood flow. Let's just imagine some women, when they are ingesting their week of this blood flow or menstruation, the kind of pain and the kind of blood they lose. And just imagine a woman being there for 12 good years going through this pain. Marando sheke labranda badadado sheke. You can imagine the difference. That woman was battling that. And she said to herself, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I don't care how many people are blocked. I don't care the disciples who are acting like ushers and they will not allow me to touch him. I don't care who is in front of me. All I need is my last power. All I need is an opportunity. That opportunity is now to touch. Bible said they were eating together, and Anna said, I will not eat until the Lord answers me. The Lord answers me. The Bible says she was praying, and the man of God came and said, woman, you are drunk. And I look at the man of God. If it were to be me, I'll say, man of God, I can see this man of God, everything they want to see, the things I will say, like, you can also say something. Ha. But Anna did not say that. Ha. Anna did not say that. In Anna's position, she could have insulted the man of God, but she never did, because she respected the anointing. And that moment, she turned things around in her life. She said, no, that's not the situation. There's something bothering me. The woman I was married for, that woman has given birth to children, not a child. And Bible said, and the man of God said, go, woman. For the Lord will give you your heart desire. May the Lord give you your heart desire. May the Lord give you your heart desire. May the Lord give you your heart desire. Today I'm going to pick a few calls, and I'll be done. The Lord will give you your heart desire. I said, the Lord will give you your heart desire. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will give you her desire. That is what I'm telling you. That whatever that is fighting you, you must not give it a chance to continue. Anything that want to take away your happiness, you must not give that thing a chance to continue. You must not give that thing a space. You must not give that thing a space. Somebody share their life to somebody. You must not give that thing a space to somebody. Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can I speak to somebody here? Some of us cannot wait till that point of time. And we have become our own enemies. Tomorrow is going to be a different day altogether, I tell you. We cannot wait. You see, for you to be able to break certain family things, you must be able to wait upon God. Those of you, when you pray 1-2 and you think your prayer is not being answered, do you know how many years a pastor have prayed concerning that one prayer that was answered yesterday? Do you know how long your pastor has been praying for you that he has not gotten tired? He continued to pray, and then you come back to give a testimony, and you prayed 1-2 and you are tired. Bible said, they that wait upon God. I want you to wait upon God. Wait in prayer. Wait in prayer. Wait in prayer. Wait in prayer. Last time I told you about prayer, today I'm talking to you about service. Some of us, we don't know how to serve. You can pray a whole house, but for you to go to the house of the Lord to help, but for you to do something for God, you not lie. As for my time is for God. As for my I can go to church, but when they close, I go home. Service. Service. 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20. Bible said, and the Lord said in Elijah, sent sent Isaiah, that Isaiah should go and tell the prophet Zechariah that he should prepare his will, for he's about to die. The prophet of God did not hesitate. He went, they say, Abdua Mansa, they say you are about to die. He said, me, oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. I can't die. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I can die. If there's any power that is about to slow you down to make sure that you do not fulfill your destiny, may that power catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that power catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that power catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that fire catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that fire catch fire in the name of Jesus. May that power catch fire. in the name of Jesus. And Bible said, Isaiah went to the house of Hezekiah and said, man of God, the Lord is about to take your life because you cannot survive this sickness. There are things going on in your life. If somebody tell you that it will be okay tomorrow, you say na lie. What you are going through, if somebody should tell you that there is hope for tomorrow, you will say na lie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me tell you. Then the prophet of God went to Hezekiah and said, Hezekiah, now I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you find yourself. You are declaring right now that, oh God, send a prophet into my life. Send a prophet into my life. Send a prophet into my life. Lift up your voice in prayer. May God send a prophet into our lives. Send a prophet into my life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord send a prophet into my life. May the Lord send a prophet into my life. May the Lord send a prophet into my life. In the name of Jesus, somebody pray now. 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 Then Isaiah came. Isaiah was like, prophet of God or king, the Lord said I should tell you I'm going to die. And Bible said, and Isaiah left. But when Isaiah left, the king waited on God and said, Lord, this is not what you promised me. Lord, I believe in you. This is what your prophet said. Lord, have mercy. And he said, oh God, look at how dedicated I have been. Look at how committed I have been. I know definitely in those days, they used to use gold in the house of the Lord. So he would definitely get gold and send to the house of the Lord. Look at how dedicated I am. And Bible said, as he prayed, the angel of the Lord went to Isaiah again. I said, Isaiah, go back and tell my son Saul that I have added 50 more years. Beloved, you waiting on God and praying on this life will work magic for you in the name of Jesus. It will work miracle for you in the name of Jesus. It will work miracle for you in the name of Jesus. It will work miracle for you in the name of Jesus. It will work miracle for you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, because of marriage, you have inherited certain kind of sickness that you don't want. Right now, I pray for you. May the Lord release you from that. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, oh Lord, look at how committed I have been. Look at how committed I have been. Number two. Number two, covenant of service. Covenant of service. Number one, covenant of prayer. And as you pray, the Spirit of the Lord leads you to overcome those challenges. The Spirit of the Lord leads you to overcome that challenge. As you pray, that's what the Lord does. As you pray, the Spirit of the Lord leads you. When you don't pray, whatever they have taken away from you, they will come for the second one. Bible said in Acts chapter 12 that they got hold of James and they killed him. When they got to Peter, Bible said, and the church prayed. That is how come he moved out of prison. May the Lord come to your aid when the devil puts you into any situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray your last prayer. You are saying, oh God, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, anything that prevents me from praying and serving you, oh God, I clear that thing out of my life now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Rado shekeria badagado shedede. Rado badagada bado shebra kabaraba. Rapaka bada bada shedia bada bada. Rekede gada bado shebra dia para bada shebra kabaraba. Rekede gada bado shaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every knee that speaks against your service. Some of us, we have worked at places where we need to be rewarded. The devil comes in to pollute. Some of us, that is how God has made us. We have served. We have been singing from church to church. We have been praising God from church to church. Ah, but when it is time, there's a message that ends. Ha! May the Lord have mercy upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your service in the Lord never. Never fall on dry grounds. In the name of Jesus. May your service in the Lord never fall on dry grounds. If King Hezekiah was able to pray and quoted the Lord, look at how committed. I don't know how committed you are. Like he has to die at a tender age or at a certain age, which shouldn't be. But Bible said he canceled it. Bible said he canceled it. Whatever kind of prophecy, every doom prophecy, be said concerning your life. Every doom prophecy, every doom dream, by your service in the Lord, by your service in the Lord, it will speak for you. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. The last time I was talking about a young man who I met in Accra, and he used to come close to me, and he told me that he always go to his spiritual father's house to wash his car and iron his dress. And I said to him one thing. I said, God will take you far. For this service you are doing for the Lord, God will take you far. Today, as I'm talking to you, he is everywhere. He is everywhere. May the Lord make you so in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord open that door of greatness in the name of Jesus. May the Lord open that door of greatness in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, we cannot serve. I say, listen to me carefully. The last time I told you that covenant is an agreement. And you know something, because of the idolism, our forefathers put themselves into it. Some of them have the family treasury, the family, the family blessing have been taken away by the devil because they had an agreement with the devil. So they have a covenant with the devil. Some of them came about and they were serving water. Water was their bosom, and water was their idol, water forest, and all kind of things. But our Bible says that no, we shouldn't bow down to any graven image. But these people gave themselves out. So for you to come out of that family, you must build another covenant which will fight another that covenant. Or somebody will say, build another altar. I'm talking about covenant. Covenant speaks. And it has been affirmed by two people. Covenants. Bible said that the Lord said to Abraham, I have made a covenant with you. And covenants are being practiced every day. It's an everyday thing. See, when you read Luke chapter 22, verse number 17, that was, Bible said, and the Lord Jesus picked up the cup and said, this is my blood. And Bible said, he picked up the bread and said, this is my body. Ha, eat it. For whenever you eat it, but before he said whenever, he said, this is a new covenant I am setting. A new covenant. He says, eat it whenever you will eat it. It calls for the remembrance of God. It calls for that day when they sat around the table and they came to an agreement. My God, I'm talking about covenant here. So covenants have been practiced. So when you are with somebody, let's imagine two people agree to marry and they go on blood covenant, which means they must be true to themselves. My God, that covenant in your family, that says you have to give birth before you marry. You are a young woman, they say you have to give birth. So every man that man comes into your life, either they will tell you you have to give birth, or the man will go before you will know. Before you realize, either you yourself, the devil will manipulate you, and certain characters will pop up, and the man will leave you. Is she that altar in the family? That covenant, that demonic covenant. May every demonic covenant in your life catch fire. May every demonic covenant in your life catch fire. May every demonic covenant in your life catch fire. May every demonic covenant in your life catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yahweh is your name. Yahweh is your name. Number three. And I'm ending. Number three is a covenant of sacrifice. I told you that first one, the first covenant you can set is called the covenant of prayer. When the church will raise the covenant of prayer in the book of Acts chapter 12, verse number 5, it says, and the church prayed for Peter. At that moment, Peter was released from the prison. When we read Jeremiah 33 verse 3, it says that, call upon me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse number 14, it says that, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, remember that covenant, of prayer. That come to quicken your mortal body, to align yourself with God. You know, prayer aligns you with God and sets you on fire. That the devil will not be able. When they talk about somebody, I must fear. I fear a man of prayer. I fear a woman of prayer. A woman of prayer that can stand 2 hours, 3 hours praying. Fear them. If you don't see any good thing in them today, watch their children. Watch their children. Watch their children. Marapaka patata. Ha! Something is happening. Somebody is breaking that chain of covenant. And the person is setting a new covenant with God right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I am ending. The last one we call the covenant of sacrifice. When you read Psalm 50 verse 5, it says, call upon me those who have a covenant with me through sacrifice. Some of us are afraid to make sacrifices. When I mean sacrifices, I'm not just talking about offerings. I'm talking about sacrifices. See, if you cannot sacrifice your sleep, you cannot get anything. More grace. If you cannot sacrifice your sleep, if you cannot sacrifice your sleep, if you cannot sacrifice for your business, I'm talking about natural things now, physical things. If you cannot sacrifice in that marriage, if you cannot sacrifice in that relationship, if you cannot sacrifice, you will not see anything. Some of us, we cannot sacrifice. And in the Lord, when you sacrifice, you build covenant. Bible said, one day, Abraham was there, and he saw three men coming. And Bible said he ran to them. He met them on the way. And he said to them, men of God, he didn't know them from any place. But because Abraham was a very spiritual man, he understands spiritual things. And he said to them, please come to my house. Somebody share their life to somebody right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said, please come to my house. Let me give you some water to drink and wash your feet, and let me prepare something for you to eat. And Bible said, after eating, they asked, when we came here, we have not heard a cry of a child. The next time we will come here, this is somebody's testimony. This is somebody's prophecy. A year by this time. It is coming. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. That thing you have been crying about all the time. That thing you have been praying for all the time. Receive it. Receive it. I am ending. Let me give you another scenario. Bible said the Lord gave Anna one child, which is Samuel. And she said, I am giving that child to the Lord to serve in the house of the Lord the rest of his life. The woman that could not give birth gave the one she has. You know, in those days, the moment you give your son out, that child is not for you anymore. You can't call that child your child. And Bible said, and Anna gave the one she had to the Lord. After some time, Bible said, she gave birth to five children. That woman that I've been praying for, one that she couldn't get. Beloved, a time is coming. Today, somebody is asking for just 5 CD from you. The person is not getting. Even credit, money to buy data is a problem. It's a problem. Spirit. Let a spirit of the Lord. Let a spirit of the Lord. Let a spirit of the Lord that makes a way. Make that way. Let a spirit of the Lord. Oh, let a spirit. Let a spirit of the Lord. That makes a way. Let a spirit of the Lord make a way. Let a spirit of the Lord. Let a spirit of the Lord. I said, today you cannot even get 5 CD to buy anything. Somebody asked you for that money. You said, Fitanapa, I've not eaten. But I'm here to tell you, there'll be a time. Somebody is receiving it right now. I see somebody receiving this grace. I see somebody receiving it now. Somebody is receiving it now. Some of you will not just give people CD, but you are going to give dollars, because your currency will change. And some of you are going to give pounds and euros. Your currency will change, not just CD. Your currency will change. It will be impossible for you to even give somebody 20 CD. It will be impossible. You may wish you can give somebody 20 CD, but it will be impossible. You cannot give somebody less than 20 CD. The Lord is going to lift you that even 20 CD, it will be, you will feel shy giving somebody 20 CD. If somebody should ask you, but there is, in this time that we are in, you are suffering because of just 5 CD to buy data. It is difficult. Let a spirit of the Lord. I see somebody crying and say, Lord, when will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? I want you to build that covenant of sacrifice with the Lord. When will it be my turn? When will it be my turn? When will I also get married? They have been telling me, I'm going to get married. I see somebody. Where will it be my turn also? Where will that prophecy come to pass? Let a spirit of the Lord. Let a spirit of the Lord. Let a spirit of the Lord. Oh God, may you open my womb. 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 Let a spirit of the Lord. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. God is working on you. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is releasing some blessings upon some people right now. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us, we cannot sacrifice. But that sacrifice will be a covenant between you and God. And some of us, one anthem that we always say is, I don't have. From today, don't say, I don't have anymore. Some of you, you are asking, am I going to die out of that sickness? There's somebody here, you are contemplating of giving birth before you marry. You are here, you are contemplating on giving birth before you marry. That is not the design of the Lord for you. Refuse it. It is the voice of the devil. You are contemplating of giving birth because you have been praying for marriage for so long. The men will come and they will go. That business door, that business door, that visa, that traveling door, that traveling door, that traveling door. I see somebody in the next 2-3 years to come. The spirit of the Lord is working. Jesus, I have entered into a certain home. And the name of the house is Pabinani Echampong. The name of the house is Pabinani Echampong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see in the house of Pabinani Echampong a marriage ceremony, and everything I've been arranged in the house of Pabinani Echampong. That is the name of the house I'm seeing. Now, I see a woman, but she's not a woman. That thing moves like a wind. She moves like a wind. The moment she moved like a wind, I see a lady crying so hard, shouting, my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother, shouting, my mother. Rando shabarahando brando shekedekedede. If you are coming from a house and Kwabena is part of your house name, or Achampo, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, but I see something. Is it a Kabaro Shara Brandi Adaba? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you are planning to marry in the next 3 months. They have come to see your people and you are about to marry. Either the man is from that house or you are from that house. The next three months, within this space, I'm seeing, yes, the next 3 months or four. Either the man is coming from that side. And the worst thing is that I see the woman crying, and she shouting, my mother. And it's not because her mother is the cause, but the mother is gone, the mother is late. If you are that person, and Jesus, you know, some of these things I don't want to say it here. They are sensitive things, Spirit of God. I am ending. Thank you, Jesus. This is faith assembly. We move by faith, we take by faith, and we do by faith. I'm going to call some few people in and pray for them. And whatever the Lord says to me that I should say to them, I'm going to say it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today, the Spirit of God is moving mightily. God is healing sicknesses. God is healing diseases. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to call in. When I mention your name, please call in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are going to pray our last prayer. I want you to lift up your right hand wherever you are and declare and say, Lord. May you surprise me. Oh Lord, may you surprise me. Pray this prayer. Oh Lord, may you surprise me. Oh Lord, may you surprise me. Oh God, may you surprise me. Oh Lord, may you surprise me. There is somebody here. You are outside of this country. There is an altar in your house. The person I'm talking about is not in Ghana. It's outside. You are here. There is an altar in your house. That altar is frustrating you. That altar is frustrating you. And I want you to build a new covenant with sacrifice. Please share the number. Share the numbers. If today is your first time joining, I want you to be part of this family. And when there's a prophetic word, we have a group that we drop in, and I'll be able to communicate with you. So they are going to share my number. And you just send me, I, and I'm going to pray with you. The last time a sister I prayed with, sent me, but later I couldn't hear from her again. She sent me a message. I replied, but I've not heard from her again. If she's here, is it Nana something, I've forgotten. Yes, I gave her a prophecy that she's a nurse, she's wearing a uniform. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I declare upon your life that you will see the glory of God upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, oh God, may you speak for me and surprise me in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to pray this prayer silently and say, oh God, help me. Say, oh God, help me. Say, oh God, help me. Oh God, help me. Say, oh God, help me. Say, oh God, help me. Say, oh God, help me. Thank you, Jesus. Now let me make some declaration to the life of people. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence come my help. This is your first time joining the life. I don't know where you are now, but I see you in front of a container. The Lord is about to give you something. I see you in front of a container. But it's two things. It's either the Lord wants to give you a business, or the Lord wants to uplift you. I see container, a shop filled with things. I don't call in and let me speak to you. Thank you, Jesus. Let me confirm some things from you. Spirit of the living God. Hello, Adam.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Please, I'm fine by God's grace and you.
By His grace, I'm also doing well. Where are you speaking from?
Please, Kumasi.
Kumasi. I see you standing in front of a shop. What do you do?
Please, nothing.
You are not doing anything.
Yes, please.
God is about to give you a business of your own.
Amen.
God is about to give you a business of your own. I see you standing. I just want to confirm. I see you standing in front. You have nothing. God is about to. My God. Mark this date now. I will talk to you. Take my number. I will talk to you later. Okay?
Okay.
I pray for you. May the Lord come to help you.
Amen.
Anything that, because you don't have, it has become a problem between you and your. I see a man with you. I see a man. I see a child too. Kabadoshe brenda badoshe. It's like tutu. It's like tutu. Jesus, are you married?
No, please.
Are you with a man?
Not yet, no.
Do you have a child?
Yes, please. I have one.
Wow, I'm hearing a child's voice.
Okay.
Is that the same child?
Yes, please.
My God. We will talk back door, okay?
Okay.
I pray for you that because of something you don't have, and that man, may the Lord help you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Atayobami.
I have no one but you, Jesus.
There are things we can't go deep into it. Because we beka say you were quiet home. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are here, I want you to write at the comment section, speak to me, Lord. Just write at the comment section, speak to me, Lord. I want to see those who are here. If you are here, write at the comment section, speak to me, Lord. Don't forget, we meet here every Saturday 4 a.m. and Sunday 4 a.m. I tell you today, healing has taken place in the life of somebody. Sometimes I don't want to prophesy, but I want to make declarations and push people to make certain decisions in their life. But when the thing comes, you have to confirm. Because some of you, you have eaten prophecy and dying with prophecy, but there's nothing happening in your life. We have to pray for the manifestation of every prophecy that will be uttered upon your life. Yes, that is more important. If I'm a prophet of God and I speak and it doesn't come to pass, what is the essence of it? If I'm a prophet of God which cannot speak to you, to direct you, what is the essence of me being a prophet? Those days that prophets were raised, where they were to direct the people when the people are not going the right way, or there's something, a calamity coming to happen to them, God will raise the prophet and tell them that they should fast and pray. That is how come when Ezekiah was about to die, the Lord raised a prophet unto him and said, go and tell Ezekiah you're about to die. And Bible said that Ezekiah turned himself and said, oh Lord, you know me. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to begin to pray and say, Lord, help me. We are closing, but I want you to pray this prayer silently and say, Lord, help me. Help me. Lord, today I want to close very early. I am saving some things for tomorrow, and tomorrow will be the last day for we dealing with dreams. Some of you have had certain dreams. I told you God is going to reveal some things unto you. The dreams that people shared with me within this week are kai. It means that God is working. God wants us to go through this dream thing, and I didn't know. God has revealed so much to people. Some of the dreams, when I hear it and I begin to shake, some of the people, the moment they have their dream, the next day they say, ah, what is happening? May God bring deliverance into your life. Now, before I will end, I'm sharing two numbers now. If you want to get in touch with me, the number is 0241-314472. 0241-314472. 0241 314472. But if you want to sow a seed, if you want to sow a seed, or you want to make a sacrifice, the number is, or maybe you want to send your tithe, you want to send your tithe, the number is 0244 0244 616. Brasami, are you there? 616 936. 616 936. 0244 616 936. If you want to be part of the group, just WhatsApp me privately. Just say hello and I'll understand. It's 0241 314472. I want to pray for somebody quickly. As I already said, we are organizing so that those of you I don't know, I've never met before in my life, but spiritually we have met. We want to have a physical meeting that all of us can come together. Can I pray for you? Please call in and let me pray for you. Now I declare upon everybody's life here that God will fill your belly with great things. With great things. Now let's listen to this announcement. If you are here, listen to this announcement. From Monday, we'll be fasting because we are entering into a new month, and that is the third month. It will be shared in the group. From Monday, we are fasting, and this is how it's going to go. It is 3 days fasting. It will start from Wednesday. No, it will start from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I want everybody to make sure that he or she fasts on the day you were born. So when you are born on Monday, you fast on Monday, and then you start the fast again with us from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get what I mean? When you are born on Tuesday, you just do only Tuesday. Then you do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get me? I just want to make sure that everybody's day of birth, that day of birth, that person fasts. That day. If you are born on Tuesday, you are born on Monday, you are born on Wednesday, you are born on Thursday, make sure when it is your day, you fast. You fast. You fast. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. I pray that your star will shine and the Lord will give you grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let me speak to Ria. Ria, how are you doing?
Please say I'm good and yourself.
By His grace, I'm also doing well. Where are you speaking from?
Western region, Takoradi.
I see. Tadufo, we are here. We are. I don't know, but the Spirit of the Lord says I should pray for you. I don't know what I have to pray for you. I don't know. But the Spirit of the Lord is saying that I should say something into your life. So I'm going to say that thing by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Now, I pray for you. May the Lord take you out of trouble. In the name of Jesus. Now, I pray for you. Any money you are about to receive, that will cause you problem. Any loan that you are about to receive that will cause you problem, may the Lord deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. Any money that will cause you problem on the way, may the Lord deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. Any money that is coming your way that will cause you problem, may the Lord deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. May the presence of the Lord be upon your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
May the presence of the Lord cover you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Now, I pray for everybody on this life. May your life be blessed. May your life be guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, I declare you favored, that you will not die before your time. You will not die before your time in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, let's say our words of faith. You say your words of faith. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Last one. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. God bless you all for joining, and I thank God for your life. The Lord said to me that healing has taken place, deliverance has taken place, and those of you, they have sent death to come and capture you. It has been canceled in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord protect and guide you. Some of you, the Lord has given you gifts. Make sure you hold it well in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow, 4 a.m. the same time. And tomorrow is going to be a different thing altogether. And tomorrow we are ending the dream session. And I'm going to call some people and pray for them concerning their dreams. And I'm going to tell you what the Lord has said to me concerning your dream. Tomorrow is going to be all dream out. And God is going to reveal certain things unto us. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord honor his word concerning our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are blessed. Bye-bye.